This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The race for La Crosse County Circuit Court Judge in Branch 1 now has two candidates. Eric Sanford said he's entering the race for the Branch 1 seat. He's the current Family Court Commissioner. Also in the race is La Crosse Attorney Joe Veenstra. The spring election will be held on April 1st. Governor Tony Evers announced hundreds of millions of dollars are being allocated to help clean up Wisconsin's water systems. With more, here's Civic Media's Derek Tritz.
$444 million has been allocated to cleaning up Wisconsin water systems in 50 municipalities across the state. The announcement came Thursday from Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin DNR. The money was allocated through the Clean Water Fund Program, or CWFP for short, alongside help from the Biden-Harris administration. The CWFP has been administered since 1991 and has provided $6.1 billion in financial assistance for water-related infrastructure throughout Wisconsin. In this round of funding, $339.9 million will be allocated in subsidized loans, while $44.1 million will be allocated in principal forgiveness funding. Principal forgiveness funding functions similar to a grant, as the receiving municipality will not have to repay those funds. Despite the large sum of money being allocated, this is the first time in CWFP history that loan demand has exceeded capacity, reaching more than $535 million. This means that not all applicants can currently be allocated funding. However, additional funding will be allocated to unfunded projects if it becomes available.
Projects in the Cooley region include nearly $1 million for Arcadia and Viroqua, and nearly $500,000 for the Village of Ontario. A full list of projects and award amounts is available on the Governor's Department of Administration website. The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election result in Wisconsin will move forward. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn 2020 election results in Wisconsin will move forward. According to the State Department of Justice, Jim Troupas, Kenneth Cheesebrough, and Michael Roman collected signatures on fake documents that said Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2020. Prosecutors allege they planned to take that paperwork to Congress to get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes awarded to Trump, even though Biden won the state by 20,000 votes. At first, the three were facing one felony count each, but more charges were filed earlier this week. Now, all three men each face 11 felony counts of forgery. The Dane County Commissioner presiding over the case.
I do find there is probable cause to proceed on the complaint as it's been amended and filed on December 10th, 2024.
After the hearing yesterday, Troupas held a press conference where he accused the attorney general of playing politics and said his professional life was destroyed. The fake elector scheme is more than just Wisconsin. Trump allies are charged with similar crimes in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada. And the defendants settled in a civil case that was filed last year that also included the 10 electors who signed the false paperwork. Troupas, Cheesebrough, and Roman will have their preliminary hearings in court on January 28th. Each one of those 11 felony counts could carry up to 6 years behind bars. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
30 additional accounts were added to the trio's charges earlier this week. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com.
It's tournament time for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16 taking on Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the 12th year in a row the Badgers women's team has reached the regionals. Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield.
We don't take this time for granted at all. I think any time that you're amongst one of the top 16 teams and playing in the second weekend is very special. It's hard to do. We're happy to be here and we're excited to play. excited to get after and get this weekend started.
Marquette plays number 2-ranked Penn State in Pennsylvania. NBA, the Bucks and the Hawks tomorrow in Vegas. The NBA Cup semifinals, game time 3:30. NFL, Packers and Seahawks Sunday night in Seattle. Bo Melton was with the Seahawks and talked about the screaming fans at Lumen Field.
It'd be shaking. It'd be rocking in there for sure. Definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
That's Packers wide receiver Bo Melton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Timothy Chalamet has been getting rave reviews during early looks at the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Another young actor, Paul Mescal, has been tabbed to play Paul McCartney in a new biopic about the Beatles, according to Gladiator 2 director Ridley Scott. Scott is not directing the film, but he spilled the beans in a recent interview while lamenting that he could not get Mescal in his next picture because of the Beatles flick. Puberty reports that Mescal's fellow Irishman, Barry Keoghan, will play Ringo Starr in the film. Disney's Tangled was a big hit that pulled in big bucks at the box office, so naturally the studio is doing what all studios do with a moneymaker, and that is find a new way to remake it. Variety reports that a live-action version of the 2010 film is on the way with the Greatest Showman director, Michael Gracie, attached to tell Rapunzel's story. The original Tangled pulled in almost $6 billion worldwide. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse, Kraven the Hunter, in Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million, respectively. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things are really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news. The great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper teens this afternoon. Tonight, keeping an eye on a system that'll bring some freezing rain and snow after midnight. It'll be light, but it will make roads slick late tonight through tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, some freezing rain and snow with highs in the 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below 0.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.